Thank you, Darren, for those kind words of introduction and warm welcome. It's a joy for us to be with you folks here this morning. We've been kept abreast of all the developments through our pastors in Springfield, and we've been praying for you folks, and it's exciting to hear that the closure on the building is not too far away, and trust that it will be a tremendous blessing, a lighthouse in this community. This morning I thought we would look at family. It's not just any family we're going to look at this morning. It's a very special family. It's the family of God. The passage that was read for you this morning is one of my personal favorites. And I have memorized it in the old King James, so you'll forgive me for that. The family of God. Let's look to the Lord, shall we? Our Father, we thank you, we praise you for the blessings that we have received already during our time of worship together. We pray just now as we look into your word, recognize that our inabilities, without you, we can do absolutely nothing. And so we would ask that by your Spirit, the author of all truth, you will guide us into all truth, you will teach us all things. Bring all things to our remembrance. Minister to our hearts this morning. Stir and encourage us in the things of the Lord. But, O Father, may everything said and done be to your honor and to your glory. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. The family of God, some years ago, the Gaithers wrote a little hymn, a little chorus, that is old by now. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood, joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. In these three verses, they're familiar, I'm sure, to you. I want to suggest just three simple thoughts this morning concerning the family. The first one is found in verse 1, and it's the family relationship. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed or lavished upon us, that we should be called the children of God, and that we are. Philip says, and that is not just by name, but what we are. Wow. God does not call every person a son or a daughter of God. In fact, the Lord Jesus Christ in John's Gospel, chapter 8, he was addressing some religious people and mentioned that they were of their father, the devil. So not everyone is part of the family of God. In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26, we read, for we are all children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. Again, in John's Gospel chapter 1, familiar verses, I'm sure, verse 11 talks about the Lord Jesus Christ. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the right, the authority, to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. So to believe is to receive. Now I want you to see that this family relationship is based or established on love. Behold what manner or what great love the Father has. The Father's love. What a wonderful topic. What a wonderful thought for this Father's Day. I want to thank our brother and sister for sharing personally about their fathers. And I too had a father and a mother who were believers. and learned a lot from my father. Unfortunately, it wasn't until later years that I realized exactly what all he had taught me. Believe is to receive. The Father's love. John, in his Gospel, chapter 3, verse 16, I believe is one of the most well-known of all scriptures. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This love is not conditional. God did not love us. I hope I'm not offending or disappointing anyone by saying this. God did not love us because we're lovely or because we are lovable people. In Romans chapter 5, the Apostle Paul outlines there, especially verse 6, he talks about when we were without strength, when we were powerless, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. When we were helpless to save ourselves, God stepped in through his love. Verse 8, it was when we were sinners that Christ died for us. Repellent to holiness, sinners by nature, sinners by birth. Christ died for us. He took our place on Calvary and bore the penalty of our sin. Verse 10 of Romans chapter 5, Paul talks about when we were enemies of God, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. When we were antagonistic to his grace, God moved in. This love never fails. The family relationship is based on love. The Father's love. The hymn writer wrote many, many years ago about that love, and he said this, "Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary, at Calvary." So we see the family relationship. Behold God's great love. Then in verse 2, we see the family riches. He says, "Now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." Again, an old hymn talks about the riches. My father is rich in houses and lands. He holdeth the wealth of the world in his hands. Of rubies and diamonds, silver and gold, his coffers are full. He has riches untold. I'm a child of the King. You see, dear friends, because of our family relationship through the love of God, we are rich. Not as this old world counts riches. Being rich in the world's eyes is not the answer to your problems nor mine. It only introduces more problems. Did you ever take a look inside the Hollywood's Beverly Hills community, the riches of this world? Tragedy after tragedy, drugs, alcohol, sex, divorce after divorce, even suicide. As children of God, as part of his family, Paul says in Romans chapter 8 that we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Our riches are not in gold and silver, rubies, diamonds of this world. We may even seem poor as far as the standards of this world are concerned. Riches are not just accumulations of possessions. Our riches in Christ, thank God, are not valued or regulated by the stock exchange or the stock markets. What are these family riches? Oh my. We could take a long time in going into that. Let me just point out one very important part of those riches. John says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be." Listen to this. "But we know that when he shall appear, we shall see him. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." There's so much uncertainty in this world. Seems to be getting worse by the minute. But look at this confidence. We know. Even in the midst of change and decay and all the fluctuations we see around us today, we know, says John, that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Not only will we be with him for all eternity, for every born-again believer, but we shall be like him and see him as he is, the loving Father. Not everyone will see him this way. Some will see him as the judge of all the earth, as they stand before him, as they give an account of him for every deed that was done, for every word that was spoken, for every thought that was thought. We have seen the family relationship is based on love. The family riches are based on grace. Grace is simply getting what we don't deserve and not getting what we do deserve. John Newton penned many years ago, was a slave runner who was gloriously saved by God's grace, and he said, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." Family relationship, family riches. But then something else. In verse 3, "Everyone that has this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure." I'm sure you've heard the old saying, like father, like son, like mother, like daughter. Notice this family likeness is based on hope. He says, "Everyone who has this hope in him purifieth himself as he is pure." This is not "I hope so" hope, but rather this is "I know so" hope. Do you have this hope this morning? Do you know that in spite of whatever is going on in this world of ours, that your future is secure in Christ? Do you know personally that beyond all shadow of doubt, that if you were to die today, that you would go to be with the Lord, absent from the body, present with the Lord? everyone who has this hope. Question. Personal challenge. Those of us who claim to have this hope in Christ, is this hope, this assurance, promoting purity in life, promoting Christ-likeness in your life and in my life? If not, then it's not the assurance, it's not the hope that is presented here in the Word of God. Everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself even as he is pure. What family blessings? The family relationship, love. The family riches, grace. The family resemblance, hope. As our sister reminded us this morning, may all who come behind us find us faithful. Our Father, we praise you, we thank you this morning for these reminders from your word, reminders concerning your family. Father, if there's one in this service who does not know for sure, does not know beyond all shadow and doubt that they are truly born again of the Spirit of God, I pray that by your Spirit you would so draw such an individual to a saving knowledge of Christ. For those of us who do know and love the Lord, I pray that you will encourage us. Yes, even in the midst of all the frustrations, of all that we see and hear going on around us, of all the ungodliness, of the Word of God being shut out of so many places, a country that was built upon the Word of God and many rejecting it today. Father, in light of all this, help us, enable us to remain faithful, to live lives that will reflect your love, your grace, your mercy to all those around us. And we'll be careful to give you all the praise. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.